You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
9 minutes after 9, part 2, the Q&A every Monday evenings between, of course, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, but now it's 9 to 10. And of course, as I was saying earlier on, we're inundated with so many, many questions. 084-786-3132, international overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Somebody says here, Ustad, that is it permissible to color my hair while fasting, Ustad? Shukran, remember my intention is clean. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Everybody's intention is clean when you want to do haram things also, my sister. So what you mean by coloring your hair? You mean that one side you're going to put pink and the other side green and the other side yellow and become part of the rainbow nation? So why you want to do that? Because you want to imitate the fashion of the non-Muslims. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum," authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, who imitates a people becomes part and parcel of them. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, al mar'u ma man ahabba, a person will be with whom he loves. So all that is totally haram. Yes, if you are speaking about your hair is gone grayish, whitish and so forth, so Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name Abdullah, and his kunya agnoman Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we say. His father's name was Uthman. His kunya agnoman Abu Quhafa. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Quhafa and said that you ghayyiru shape, that you must change the color of your hair. Meaning now don't leave it so whitish and grayish. Wajtanibu sawat, the hadith in Sahih Muslim. But abstain from black color. So if you apply dye on your head or whatever, so it's fine for men who woman, but not black. Remember that it must be brownish or dark brown or something like that, mendi color, so henna color. So all that will be fine and acceptable.
So Ustad, if a person is upset with you for no reason, you make an effort to ask for maaf, although you never done anything wrong, but the other party not interested, don't pick up the phone, etc. Ustad, what do I do?
Remember, because you are not in the wrong, yet you went and took the initiative. So that is a sign of tawadu, humility. Man tawadu alillahi rafa'ahullah. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Who practices on humility for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will elevate your rank and status. That person there, because of his pride and arrogance, according to the question, he says, go fly a kite and so forth. So tomorrow on the day of justice, when he, that person, comes to Habibuna wa Shafi'una Saqi Kawthar, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his own Yadu Sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands, will be giving out the water. This person will come, and who was not interested in reconciling, despite you trying. And remember, this is not because of deen, this is because of personality and so forth. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell him, go from here. Go, go. You, my ummati, came to you to ask for forgiveness, and you were not interested in forgiving that person. So today you deprive of the Hawza Kawthar. Open Targheeb wa Tarheeb, Allama Munziri Rahimahullah's kitab, you will find it there.
Ustad, is my salah valid? Between my sajdas, I read Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Ustad,
always in salat, we must do what Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. So now between your two sajdas, the jalsa, so what must you read? What is the sunnah? Fattabi'uni, follow me. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you. So simple dua to read, an authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Rabbi Ghfirli. So you read that. And if you read the whole dua, Rabbi Ghfirli, Warhamni, Warzukni, Waafini, all. So it's all very good. Allahumma ajirni minan nar is not sunnah that time, my brother. You're confusing the things. Allahumma ajirni minan nar is mentioned in Abu Dawood, that you read it 7 times after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat. So
read it in its right place and correct place. So between the two sajdas and the imams especially, I beg you, it leaves a lot to be desired. Sometimes I go here and there. And how they make imamat? Inna lillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it's like a gymnastics, like a, you know, exercise going. You must pause, my brother. Ta'dil arkan is wajib, is compulsory. That is the fatwa of all the schools. Imam Shafi and them say is farz. Remember that. Shafi say wajib, farz is one. So you must remember, Allah Akbar is wrong that. You can't be reading salat like that. So Rabbi Filli, pause between the two sajdas in all salats, farz salat, maghrib, sunnat salat, nafil salat, all. And remember that, that is how we perform a quality salat, not just going through the motions.
SubhanAllah. 084-786-3132. I see Sister Elizabeth says, good evening, AK. South Africa and India in the battle over vaccines. What's your take on this, Sister Elizabeth Ustad?
So you must remember that they sent us, but now it seems that nobody's going to use that vaccine according to what we're listening now. They say the expiry date is also very near, and they say that you must remember it won't be effective and what have you and so forth. So obviously that our government and so forth should be answerable to the public. So the point, Sister Elizabeth, is not the vaccine. The point is this: who is making a cut in all this? I don't know, my sister Elizabeth, if you follow me today on Telegram and so forth and on my groups. I sent out, you know, Tabu and Becky, I met him twice in the plane. So Tabu, I told him, how's it, everything all right? He said he laughed, you understand, a long time ago. So anyway, Tabu and Becky's brother, so I forget his name, is difficult, I can't remember. So he spoke something about, you know, the elite, the black elite. So that's how he calls them. So I sent it out today. You must read that article. You must listen to it and see what he says, you know, that what he says about all this. The question is not the vaccination, my sister. That is how the public are getting fooled. The question is who's making the cut in it? Who's getting the commission in it? How many millions are going, yay, in this pocket and that pocket? 500 billion came. Where's the money? Hayazi. So where's the money? So that's the thing, sister. The vaccine is secondary. Where is the money trail? And therefore, in Islam, my sister Elizabeth, this is from Quran. If you open chapter 2, right in the beginning, Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You must believe in the unseen. The sad truth of it, my sister Elizabeth Alicia, in Arabic we say, is the Muslim also majority, and non-Muslim also majority, that is يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Sorry, Quran says يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Today's people say يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ. How I can pocket some and put in my pocket. Religion will be used, politics will be used, government will be used. So that is all secondary now. War as the health. So where's the pay her catch here? So that is the thing you must ask, my sister.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. I see a student of Deen Ustad from Gaborone says, can Muftisa please help me with this? There is a masla that says everything that turned into salt is pure. Please, can I ask for an example? Ustad, student of Deen.
Very easy, my brother. You open Bahrul Raiq, you open Ibn Abidin Shami, you open Fatawa Hindiya, 101 books, you will find it. So there's a donkey. It is the example the fuqaha give. The scholars, the jurors gave. And now that donkey was walking, got lost, and it fell down in the salt mine. So now the whole thing turned into salt. So you won't say the donkey now, you will say it's salt. That is what you call Tabdirul Mahiya. That is what you call Istihala. That is the term. Our ulama Indo-Pak, they use the word Tabdeel ul-Mahiyya. Arab ulama use the term Istihala. So you look at the current status of it, Istishab ul-Hal. I don't know if you're even understanding all these terms. So Istishab ul-Hal means you look at the current status, the status quo today. Now you won't say it was a donkey. You will say it's salt now and finish, it felt in a salt mine and the whole thing became salt. So finish now. now it is acceptable. You see in the ocean, 101 things fall inside. So you must remember when I want to make wudu and so forth, I go and I use that water. So 100% permissible. So you must remember same thing there in the salt mine and so forth. So that's what your teachers are teaching you.
I see our very, very good listener, Ustad Clyde. So maybe perhaps you could tell the listeners who's Clyde, Ustad. He says, AK, how many years you think that you're still going to love? More or less, how many plus minus years? This is Clyde, Ustad.
Why, you must sing me, Clyde. Are you going to miss me? See, Clyde, we are Muslims. A Muslim, he's ready for death anytime. Mm. But we beg, we beseech Almighty Allah, give us good life, and we must never become a burden. All of you, my Kalas and Masis and Nanis and Daddies, learn this dua in Bukhari Sharif. And this is the dua, the supplication we make, my brother Clyde. In anything you want, we will find in Quran the direct speech of Almighty Allah, or you will find in the Ahadith Mubarakah and in the Mubarak blessed sayings of the Master alayhi salam, or we will find the verdicts and sayings of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, or the special servants of Allah, we call them awliyaullah. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him, taught us a simple dua, supplication. Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection. You don't put me in that state of haram where I become a burden to people. I saw people today in my life, millionaires, but they couldn't pick up a teaspoon. Remember that. Why? Because they had so much money and they felt that they can buy everybody off. But Almighty Allah, Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah hits the net. So that is what we ask for, my brother Clyde. Death, nobody knows where it will come, when it will come. But Muslim says that a true Muslim, Ya Allah, give me life to serve your deen, for your love, to serve your religion. And so that my brother Clive and my brother Clyde and my sister Elizabeth and my brother Christopher and whoever lean in America and whoever else, and Edward in New Zealand and wherever else you are, you can learn and listen to the true message. Remember that. That is what we ask for. Before this program Q&A, I raised my hands and I begged Allah, Ya Allah, use us so that we present Islam in its pristine purity and turn the hearts of humanity towards you, Ya Allah. That's all we want. Remember that. We are just the means. Everything happens with the decree of Almighty Allah. So, and we ask Allah, my brother Clyde, let us live with Islam and we die with Iman and Islam. Ameen. That is the greatest gift which Allah has conferred upon us.
Let's go to River Sister Ustad in Alberton. What does Islam say about buying things that are stolen and you are made aware of it? Because in South Africa, you would face the full might of the law. Ustad.
Remember that I come to you and you tell me that this year is backdoor business. You stole it. They're telling you. So it's haram for you to purchase it. Why? Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 5, verse 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that do not cooperate in sin and transgression. They're telling you. One is you don't know about it. That's a different issue. But remember that are telling you that this is stolen and so forth and so on. So the shaitan will come. Zayyana lahumu shaitanu a'malahum. The politicians are stealing. This one is stealing. That one is stealing. So let me steal also. That is satanic activities. Remember that the shaitan and the Satan, Lucifer, they embellish and decorate and beautify the vices. No, the Muslim will say, fine, that we walk away from that. Allah will give me something better. Man taraka shay and lillah, when you leave something haram for the love and sake of Allah, awadahu Allahu khayran min, Allah gives you something better in place of that.
So, what is the ruling in regards with a father did not make a will and passed away. How can we help fix the problem, Ustad?
Remember, you call that in technical jargon intestate. To pass away intestate is a major, major sin, because now the estate of the deceased will go to the master, and the law of the land, the law of the country, South Africa, Hamans Kralwi, Hong Kong, whichever country you're living in. So remember, Tambaktu Mali, they will apply that law there. And we know 99% of the time it's against Islam. So you, the heirs, you must do a redistribution, and that is in accordance with the Sharia, and make a lot of dua for your deceased father, mother, whoever, that they committed a major, major sin, and we can't work with the laws of the land of that country. We are Muslim. Muslim means one who submits and surrenders lovingly, willingly, and sincerely to the commands of Almighty Allah and that of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is compulsory. If you want to do things the right way, and وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, chapter 4, verse number 13. And you do things the wrong way, then chapter 4, verse 14, and you'll end up in Jahannam and the hellfire. I reiterate and repeat, it's wajib, compulsory upon every one of you, male, female. You must have a will, and the will must be according to Sharia, not according to your worm's fancies, desires. What you want to give now, give to your sons, daughters, preferably equally and so forth. But remember that once you die, then remember the Islamic law of inheritance, Islamic law of succession becomes effective and operational, and that is what we have to follow.
I see overseas says, please tell Mufti Saab Damat Barakat to whom? Rokra, rokra, rokra. Allah protect us all, Ustaz.
Ah, rokra bo'aiba. So that brother, he's speaking Mammon. Maulana, you know this rokra. Rokra is the hard cash. You must remember that. People love the rokra. They start rocking when they see the rokra. So you must remember that. So that is the problem.
Somebody says, your Ustaz, I had 300,000 1 year ago. 1 year later on the day my zakah is due, I have 150,000. Do I pay 2.5% of this for zakah? Is there anything else which should be taken into consideration? Please give us simplified method of calculating zakat, Ustad. I'm having great difficulty, Ustad.
I can see you having difficulty running your business also, and you're having difficulty calculating your zakat also. So if last year you had 300,000 on the 4th of Rajab, and now you got 150,000, so remember you work on 2.5% on that, the 250,000, that is the law. We won't work on 300,000 because you don't have that. Now you got 150,000. So for the 100,000, you give 2,500, and for the 50,000, you will give that 2.5% of that. So you must remember, so 1.25% of that, mashallah. So in that way there, so it just means you must pay 2,500 on 150,000, simple. So that is how you will calculate it. Then see, do you have gold coins, the Kruger coins, Mandela coins, this coin, genuine gold coins? On that, you have to take the current market value. Then do you have stock in trade? So you must remember your stock. So on that which going to resell, so that also you take the retail price, because zakat is better you work on that, so you pay more zakat on that. Then you must remember that you have to see, do you have other income coming into you and so forth. So all that you put together, and you deduct the debts, that is what you owe people for 1 year. So then on the balance you pay 2.5% zakat. That's a simple way of understanding zakat.
Ustaz, are Muslims allowed to eat at halal-friendly restaurant, Ustaz?
Halal-friendly is a term that is concocted, fabricated by the enemies of Islam. Do you know what is halal-friendly? Halal-friendly means that one side they got the alcohol, the wine and the swine and everything, and then they'll have a small corner or what have you, and they'll tell you all the halal food is this side here. So remember this authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fala yajlis ala ma'idatin tudaru alayhi al-khamar." When you believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you believe in the last day, meaning you believe in all the articles of faith. You're a Muslim. You're a Muslimah, my sister. Don't frequent a place where alcohol is served. You can't go inside there. So imagine, we're not supposed, we want to go order meals there and so forth, sit there. You say, no, the atmosphere
yeah, it's very nice. Aprenet bo harulage. So it looks very nice here. Is Shaitani at that?
Yes, now in the plane and all that, you can go sit on the wing, you know, when they're serving alcohol and that. So that is different. But by choice, you must remember that, you know, there are other places. There's no wine, there's no swine, there's no alcohol. So why you don't go there? But we want to be where the action is. So definitely not permissible.
Upset, my father passed away 12 years ago. We are two brothers, two sisters. My eldest brother took all our inheritance. We three siblings did not receive any money. Estimated Ustad money was 20,000 each. Now, do we forgive him? Or what is the way forward from here? It did create a lot of hurt and bitterness, Mufti Saab. But to keep our siblings together, we just keep quiet and carry on to keep the peace, Ustad.
Remember, what your brother did is totally haram. So remember, I would not advise you just walk away from that. I will advise you, but I'm amazed you wait for 12 years, my brother. So you should tell him, look at what Quran is saying, Surah 4, verse number 14. You go straight to Jahannam. Every share you took of mine, the brother, every share you took of the sisters, totally haram, ill-gotten gain. And you might think you're going to enjoy it, but Allah is going to punish you in this world and in the year after. That's what Quran is saying. Next one is this, that he must reimburse you. Remember that. And he made so much money with your people's money, so he must give you the capital amount and he must give you the profits in that. Second one, he doesn't want to do, you get your lawyers, we got many lawyers, and write him a letter and so forth and tell him you must reimburse us. And he doesn't want to do all that, or you don't want to do, then tell him, fine, all this will be decided on Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the sole owner of the day of justice, and that day you will have to pay, and pay with your good deeds, and you go straight to Jahannam and you will end up there. That is what Quran is saying. So appeal to him one more time. We got these options and we will use it. That is my advice to you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. One more question, Ustad, before we go for an interval. It says your sister in Islam from Pretoria, Ustad. A husband that has two wives, is he allowed to take both at the same time on a holiday? Or maybe for Umrah? Shukran, Ustad.
One day a sister and a husband, they asked me a question. They want to join our group, and the husband want to bring both wives for Hajj, and he wants to come in our group. So your question is similar. You want to go for Umrah and two wives. So I told him, bye, you're welcome, but two things you'll have to do. In Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, you must have separate rooms for both wives. You can't be having both wives in the same room and that. Then they won't be pelting the shaitan, they'll be pelting you, brother. And then I don't want to be called in there. So you must remember that. So today the men, they want to have wives, two, three, four wives. Then they want to go for holiday, they want to go for Umrah, they want to go for Hajj, and they want to book one room. So there's not permissible that. Every lady is entitled to her separate bedroom and everything there. In Mina, Arafat is separated, that is different. But yeah, in Makkah, Medina and that. So you tell your hubby that if Umrah season opens now and whenever, Allah alone knows, and you want to take both, fine, we both will come, but everything separate. The rooms must be separate. Dance Ali Papa dance. We'll see how much he's prepared to pay then. So don't fall in the trap of these husbands. They don't think before they get married, you know? So therefore, Quran said, Surah 4, verse 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear you can't do true justice, then just have one wife only.
27 minutes to 10, we'll go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.